Praise be Jesus and Mary. For as I see it, God has exhibited us apostles as the last of all, like people sentenced to death, since we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels and men alike. We are fools on Christ's account, but you are wise in Christ. This passage from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians is part of his admonition to the Christian converts of Corinth, who needed to be reminded of what it means to be a true disciple of Christ, a true follower of Christ. St. Paul juxtaposes his status as an apostle, his status as a leader in the faith, as one who was appointed by Christ to lead the church, with those who are simple followers of the Lord, who are Christians also called to be like Christ. And yet, he who possesses the status as one who is directly given a mandate by Christ to lead the people is leading them by becoming a spectacle to the world, to angels and men alike. One commentary says that St. Paul is using a metaphor that the people would have understood when he refers to the apostles as the last of all who become this spectacle, like people sentenced to death. He's actually referring to the games and to the spectacles that took place at the Colosseums and various arenas of the time, in which the last act would be some violent contest to the death, like something gladiatorial. And it was indeed a spectacle, something like a grand finale, but horrendous at the same time. And St. Paul is saying that the apostles are like this, but the arena is not just some place in a city, but it's the whole world, indeed the whole universe, because it's seen not only by men, but also by the angels. And our Lord is allowing his followers, those who are closest to him, those who are given a mandate to preach on his account, to be put in this position of those who are doomed to death, those who have become a fool for his sake, those who experience dishonor, disrepute, hunger and thirst, being poorly clad and roughly treated, wandering around homeless, toiling and being persecuted. This was the lot of those who were closest to Christ. At the end of this passage, he says, I don't say this to shame you, but to admonish you, to understand what it is that Jesus is calling us to do. And it doesn't mean that we are destined for nothing but suffering in this life, but it does mean that the following of Christ calls us to walk, to journey, and to fight under his standard. And his standard is the standard of the cross. And his foolishness is wiser than the wisdom of men. And we must prepare ourselves always to be a witness of the Lord in the world in which we live, which laughs at the spectacle, who counts us as fools because we choose to follow Christ rather than the ways of this world. Today we celebrate the feast day of the memorial of St. Gregory the Great, who was a man who chose Christ above all things and chose to leave the ways of this world for the monastery, and in the monastery followed the Lord in poverty and humility and in the ways of austerity, and then subsequently was made Pope and in his writings complains about how he had to sort of find a way to keep himself close to the Lord, fixed in his will to follow the Lord perfectly, and yet at the same time deal with the affairs of men and get dragged into things which he, as a contemplative, really didn't wish to be involved with, and then found himself actually enjoying the ways of the world once again, and yet clung to Christ, clung to the will of the Lord, and found his consolation and his assurance in the fact that he did all things for Christ. No matter what difficulties we find ourselves in our home life or in our community life or in our dealings with the world, we always must return to the Lord as we do in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass this morning and offer ourselves in union with him for the salvation of the world, having confidence that even if we are a spectacle to the world, we are wise in the Lord because we have chosen to become fools in the judgment of the world on his account. He is our advocate. As he advocates for the apostles in today's gospel, when the Pharisees criticize the apostles for doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath, our Lord defends not himself, but he defends them for doing what is perhaps extraordinary in the eyes of the Pharisees, but justified because they are seeking ultimately to be faithful to Jesus. And our Lord concludes the gospel, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He is the Lord of all things and our advocate, who will defend us if we stand up for him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.